kind of stems from some of the conversations that we've had around the anti-panhandling ordinance, which I think kind of worked to criminalize some of the poverty that we face. And as you well know, we have a city where about 1 in 3 live under the federal poverty level, and even more asset limited and income constrained. And that has only been exacerbated by the pandemic. So when we try to address some of the poverty that we face, I think it makes sense for us to first look, especially with the $32 million coming from the American Rescue Plan, to look at how we act and do business as a city. And one of the main things that we do is appropriate funds through our budget. And I think that gives us a tremendous amount of purchasing power and power to use that purchasing for good and to positively affect the community. And so this living wage ordinance uses that purchasing power through our expenditures on services, our grants, our credits, tax abatements, things like that, to ensure that when we do spend those funds, that those contractors and businesses are paying their employees a living wage.